Now, Phil, you're from England and you're a big football fan.
Yeah, very much. I'm definitely a football is one of my main passions in life.
Okay, I'm a huge American football fan, and I know American football, there's a certain process when you go to the game that happens on game day. Can you talk about what happens when you go watch a British match, like a Premier League match? Like, what's the routine from morning to night, like, if you're a fan?
If it's a home game, then I guess I leave about 2 hours before the game. I arrive at the stadium and go to the bar and have like a drink of beer before the game, and then I'll always wear my football kit, my shirt and my scarf, and then I'll go to the game. I'll find my normal place in the stand because I always stand or sit at the same place. It's kind of tradition. It's like my routine. And then for about half an hour before the game, the stadium starts to fill up. The supporters start to make a lot of noise and they start to get behind the team, and the adrenaline's flowing, and there's a few opposition supporters, and it's generally kind of banter between the supporters whilst the players are warming up on the pitch.
And then what happens like during the game? Like in British soccer, you have a lot of songs, correct?
Yeah, there's a lot of songs. Generally, they're either supporting the team or insulting the other team or local rivals.
And like how do you know when to sing? Like somebody just busts out in song, or do you have a leader, or?
I've always wondered this. There's no designated leader, but there's always a group that start the song, or there must be someone who does it, but I've never actually known who or why. But it just seems that everyone spontaneously starts to sing at the same time and
Oh,
certain
cool.
songs.
Now, are these always the same songs, or do the team come up with new songs from time to time?
The team doesn't come up with any of them, the supporters do. Generally, there's a set hardcore group of songs for each team that you have, and then there's occasionally specialist songs for it. If it's a local derby game against someone you really don't like, then there's specialist songs for that game, or there's a few new ones come up depending on like events that have been happening. So maybe if one of the players has been in the news recently, there'll be a song about that player or something.
Right. That's cool. So you said Derby, that's your team?
Derby is the term when a local game, if you play like your rival team, we call it a local derby in English football.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
It's
yeah,
called a local Derby.
yeah. Yeah, derby is also the name of a team, but that's just coincidence.
Okay. So Derby means when you play your rival
Yeah,
team.
you play a local team, a team that's based near to you. It's called a
Oh,
derby game, yeah.
a Derby game. And it's Darby?
DE.
Sorry, I asked like Derby. Okay.
Yeah,
Got it,
in
got
English
it.
we pronounce it derby, yeah.
Derby. Oh, okay, interesting. Okay, sorry. Do you ever go to the away games?
Yeah, I used to travel quite a lot. I once traveled 9 hours to an away game,
Wow.
and my team lost that day.
Oh, what a, yeah.
And because we lost, we went down to the league below.
Oh,
So I
no.
was not very happy on the way home.
Oh, what a terrible day.
But we kind of knew we were going to lose because my team was very bad that year and the opposition was a very strong team. So it's kind of everyone's attitude. We expected to lose, so we went there in a party spirit anyway, so it wasn't so bad.
Well, cool. Thanks for talking about the Premier League.
Anytime. I love football.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：3w.teamroom.com。